From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama speaks at the Africa Summit, and a deadly insider attack targets senior NATO officers. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. President Obama says the United States is making a major and long-term commitment in Africa with $33 billion. Speaking today at the U.S.-Africa Business Forum in Washington, Mr. Obama said this investment would support both African and American jobs. He emphasized the U.S. is interested in more than just the abundance of natural resources to be found in Africa. Mr. Obama said that the Power Africa program he announced last year would triple its previous commitment of bringing electricity to 20 more African homes and businesses, and said it was raising the bar to bring good things to life for some 60 million African people. The president said most of Africa lives without electric power. However, he cautioned the roughly 50 African heads of state gathered at the summit that the future of Africa was to be found on the African continent and not here in the United States. Authorities in Afghanistan say a man dressed in an Afghan army uniform opened fire today on international forces in Kabul and killed an American major general. The gunman wounded 15 other members of the international forces serving in Afghanistan, including a German general. Ayaz Ghul has details.
NATO and Afghan officials say the deadly attack is under investigation. A brief statement quoted Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman Zahir Azimi as saying that a terrorist in an army uniform opened fire on both local and foreign troops. He added the attacker had been killed and several Afghan soldiers were also wounded in the incident. Most of those wounded in Tuesday's attack are said to be Americans. Germany's military says a German brigadier general was also injured, adding he was not in a life-threatening condition. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has strongly condemned what is usually referred to as an insider attack in which local security forces turn on their NATO partners. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The skies over Gaza remained calm Tuesday night as the first day of the 72-hour truce between Israel and Hamas came to a close, giving both sides the longest respite from shelling in nearly a month. Israel withdrew its troops from the coastal enclave and both sides enter a ceasefire around 8 a.m. local time. Shortly after, the Palestinian foreign minister Riyad al-Maliki denounced what he called Israel's atrocities against Gaza to International Criminal Court prosecutors at The Hague. Al-Maliki, a representative of the Palestinian Authority, also called for a thorough investigation into actions on both sides of the conflict. Taiwan is inspecting all underground gas lines for potential leaks after several underground explosions last week in the island's second-largest city killed 28 people and injured some 300 others. Ralph Jennings reports.
While investigators continue to search for the exact cause of the series of explosions, authorities are taking steps to ensure that pipelines elsewhere in the country are safe. Taiwan's cabinet has ordered local governments to check the safety of underground gas pipelines by making sure the 21-year-old city and county computer records are up to date and complete. The cabinet will analyze that information and consult with 10 experts to decide what to do next. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
A second major airline has suspended flights to parts of West Africa because of the deadly Ebola outbreak in the region. British Airways said today that it's suspending flights to and from Liberia and Sierra Leone due to the deteriorating public health situation in both countries. It said the suspension is due to run until August 31st. Meanwhile, the Dubai-based airline Emirates suspended its service to Guinea on August 2nd. The three countries are the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak that has killed nearly 900 people in the region this year. Rescue workers in Bangladesh fought high waves and strong currents today in their search for the wreckage of a ferry that capsized with more than 200 passengers on board. Officials said today that more than 100 are still missing and feared dead from the accident Monday on the Padma River in central Bangladesh. In the hours after the ferry capsized, local residents tried to reach the site but had to turn back. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.